Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family, and to the standing between the living and the dead, prayer, devotional, memorial and evangelistic service / rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Beloved, this is Daniel White III, the son of Daniel White Jr., Bishop Daniel White Jr., who is now home with the Lord, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 361, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order. This unique viewpoint allows us to read the whole Bible as a single story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today we are reading 2 Samuel chapter 14 verses 1 through 16. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. And Holy Father God, I lean on your everlasting arms today. Lord, as I told you on yesterday, I have nowhere else to turn but to you. And Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for your everlasting mercy, your love and your grace, your long-suffering and your loving kindness. I praise you, Lord, and I thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word. And Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for salvation and spiritual, family and life, financial and material, protection and provision, mental and physical blessings that you have bestowed upon us down through the years. It is marvelous what you have done. And I praise you, Lord, and I thank you for the millions and the many and the manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon us down through the years. And Holy Father God, continue to have mercy and grace upon us as we individually, hopefully, and collectively, hopefully, confess our sins, our failures and our faults unto you, our disobedience, rebelliousness, pride, whatever the sins are, whatever the sin is, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins as we from our hearts by your grace forgive those who have sinned against us. Crucify, Lord, our flesh afresh and anew, the old man within us, and fill us all afresh and anew who are saved with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing, the fruit and the liberty, Lord, of your Holy Spirit. Put a guard in our hearts, our minds, our tongues, our attitudes, our temperaments, that we would not sin against you throughout this day and throughout our lives. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you'd empty us of self and flesh and fill us all who are saved with the fullness, the power, the unction, and the anointing, the fruit, and the liberty. Lord, the freedom of your Holy Spirit. And put a guard in our hearts, our minds, our tongues, our attitudes and temperaments that we would not sin against you. I pray, Holy Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias. And Lord, I do pray that you cast out the sins that are produced by these spirits. Pride, stubbornness, rebelliousness, hindrance, distraction to your work, sabotage, and betrayal. Holy Father God, give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil, and these sins and these spirits today. I pray, Lord, that you will grant me supernatural energy and strength and unction and anointing and the power of your Holy Spirit to preach your Holy Gospel, to read your Holy Scriptures, to pray for others, among other things. And Lord God in heaven, I pray, teaching your Holy Word as well. Lord, I do pray that you will give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. Rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts from our family and from the ministry and the work and from all other families that stand, Lord, for you. And Holy Father God, I pray that you deliver us from temptation, evil, and sin this morning and throughout this day. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, to live right, to think right, to do right, to act right, and to do that which is pleasing in your sight. And Holy Father God, I thank you, Lord, for allowing me to see the 31st birthday of my oldest daughter with my wife. And I do pray that you will bless her day and bask in it and give you all of the glory, praise, and honor for it. Thank you for the tremendous blessing she has been to me, to the ministry, and to our family. And I pray that you will continue to bless her and protect her along with her sister, Danita, there, and our entire family. Place, Lord, upon us the whole armor of God. Surround us with your protection, a band of your holy angels, a wall of your holy fire. Cover us and cleanse us through the blood of Christ and make us to be whiter than snow. On the inside, place upon us the whole armor of God. And Lord, I pray that you grant me your energy, your unction, your anointing, your freedom and your liberty and the power of your Holy Spirit to serve you well until the end. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would deliver us indeed from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, live right, think right, and do right, act right, and do that which is pleasing in your sight. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. And Holy Father God, I pray that you will help us all to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent of our wicked sins so that we can get back to you, our first love. And Holy Father God, I pray that you will help me not to go to sleep up here today. And Lord, hold me up and strengthen me. And I do pray, Lord, that you will save those who are lost, revive those who are saved, and Lord, heal those who are sick, comfort those who are grieving and mourning, and draw them to yourself for salvation. Open blinded eyes, unstop deaf ears, and help every person under the sound of my voice and every person who has heard the gospel to repent and to get saved, or to get saved and to repent. And Holy Father God, I pray that you would do this around the world, in our country, in our community, in our churches, and in our personal lives. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray that you will deliver us from all of our distresses and afflictions, cares and worries and anxieties, troubles, problems and fears, Lord, and fill us with your peace that passeth all understanding, your joy unspeakable. Thank you, Lord, for the message we heard from the pastor out of Atlanta in the Lead the Way ministry. He preached a dynamic message about the false doctrine that we have in our churches today, where Lord, I pray that you give me the word that he used. The word that he used was this struggling. Thank you, Lord. This struggling theology. Always struggling and always the nodding of the head. Which you showed me this, Lord, many years ago, way back. When we were on Pendle Street, way back. Almost 20 years ago, Lord. You showed me that what was seeping into the church, and this pastor has seen the same thing. This constant is always is about us. It's all about us and us weeping and crying and pity partying, and everything is always a struggle to be a Christian, and most of the preaching is directed towards the felt needs of people struggling with everything, and then we have to get down in the dumps with them and act like we're struggling with this. Lord, please forgive me, because I've seen this. I thought I was the only one who saw this. I mean, we're supposed to be then depressed and defeated and suicidal. And everything is a problem. Everything is an addiction. And so, Lord, I just tell you, I was so happy to hear this rather prominent pastor just shuck the corn on this foolishness. Everything is a struggle. Poor me, and come to my pity party and pray for me, because I'm still struggling with that addiction. I'm still struggling with that problem. And Lord, it's disgusting. It really is disgusting. Nobody in the church today hardly ever has any victory. And pastors go towards it and they stay with it and they go along with the people and go on and on and on, and goes around in a circle. And yeah, that's right. I'm struggling with the same thing. That's what the pastor says. That's what the teacher says. Everybody's struggling. And Lord, I've never believed this. I have never believed in this. I've seen this for almost 20 years, and it's mind-boggling how that we can be saved and have you in our lives, the chief overcomer, the resurrected one, and we so down in the dumps. It's so pitiful. Now over almost 50% of the preachers want to resign and want to quit. And Lord, you heard what I said. Lord, I quit. They let them quit. If you can quit on Jesus, then you can. You've never been called, as far as I'm concerned. Lord, help me to keep on praying and not get bogged down with this. But I was so, in the wee hours of the morning, around 3 o'clock in the morning, this preacher. He reminds me of Adrian Rogers. I can't remember his name right now, but he is a preacher for real, and he was shucking the corn on this subject. He realizes that it has seeped into the theology and the preaching in the ministry of the church big time. And it is quite disgusting. Lord, help us to truly be overcomers each and every day. We don't have to be down in the dumps. Even when we are, we haven't had any sleep. Lord, I haven't had any sleep for many, many hours. But I rejoice in what you allowed me to do. What a blessing it was, and what a blessing it is. And I give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. For your traveling mercies and the miracle trip once again. Lord God in heaven, I do pray that you will bless my daughter, Danny, who truly has been the most sunshiny and the most positive, like her father down through the years, a child. And I pray that she will stay that way and not do anything to steal that joy out of her heart and off of her face. Lord, this is as this dear preacher brought out, this is a wrong use of grace. This has nothing to do with grace. This has everything to do with people and them wanting people to pay them attention like a child instead of a soldier. And so, Holy Father God, I pray that you will deliver us today. And then, Lord, I'm reminded of, I wonder why many others are not reminded of the word that you said in the scriptures. Ask, and ye shall receive. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. You've given us a way out. Even in tribulation, you told us to look to you. In this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. We can be of good cheer because we're looking to you, and you have overcome the world and everything in it. And we are supposed to have you in us by believing in you. And so, Lord, thank you for putting that in the heart of this preacher to preach. I'm so glad. And I pray that wickedness will be broken in the lives of people who heard that message and even who didn't. And Lord, I do pray that you will indeed deliver us from all spiritual and mental, physical and emotional, family and financial, and in all ways. And Lord, I do pray student loan debt, student progress problems for all of my children, that they will not be bogged down with that. And I pray, Lord, for millions of other families that stand for you and who name the name of Christ, and even those who don't, I pray for their salvation. And Lord, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the millions who are facing eviction, housing crisis, food crisis, and medical crisis as well, that you would deliver them. And Lord, I pray that you will grant me your energy, your strength, your unction, and your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word. Help me to do it all for your glory, your praise, and your honor. And Holy Father God, I pray that you would hold me in your hands and hold me up. And Lord, place upon me the whole arm of God and give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. And comfort these people in all of their tragedies. And Lord, prepare us for good days and bad days. Prepare us, Lord, for celebrations and tragedies. Prepare us, Lord, for weddings and funerals. Prepare us, Lord. Prepare us, Lord, for life and death. And Holy Father God, we pray that you will bless and protect our families that stand for you from ourselves, from our flesh, and from the devil, and from evil people in the family, evil people in the church, and evil people in the world. Help us, Lord, to stop trying to act like the Brady Bunch at church. And we are the Adams family at home. God, help us. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins, our failures, and our faults, as we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us. Create within us a pure heart and a heart like yours. Lord, save those who are lost. Revive those who are saved. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. I saw one of the, believe it or not, at around 2 o'clock, 2:30 in the morning, my son and I stopped at big gas stations. I thought about getting some coffee because we had a long drive, but I decided against it because, believe it or not, and I do have certain restaurants that I love to go to, but believe it or not, because of this coronavirus plague, a continual plague of long continuance, as the Bible calls it, I haven't had anything from any restaurant, any kind of food or drink or anything from any restaurant in almost 2 years. But anyway, I saw one of our followers going into that place, and they were there. I forget this. It's a very popular gas station. I forget the name of it. And up there in McKinney, people who listen to me preach and teach the word. And may God bless you if you're listening this morning. Today, ladies and gentlemen, I have the high honor and the special privilege, distinct privilege, and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, "Thus saith the Lord," the Word of God, the Holy Bible, at 2 Samuel chapter 14, verses 1 through 16. Now Joab, the son of Zeruiah, perceived that the king's heart was toward Absalom. And Joab sent to Tekoah and fetched thence a wise woman and said unto her, "I pray thee, feign thyself to be a mourner and put on now mourning apparel and anoint not thyself with oil, but be as a woman that had a long time mourned for the dead." And come to the king and speak on this manner unto him. So Joab put the words in her mouth. And when the woman of Tekoa spake to the king, she fell on her face to the ground and did obeisance and said, "Help, O king." And the king said unto her, "What aileth thee?" And she answered, "I am indeed a widow woman, and mine husband is dead. And thy handmaid had two sons, and they too strove together in the field, and there was none to part them, but the one smote the other and slew him. And behold, the whole family is risen against thine handmaid and thy and they said, 'Deliver him that smote his brother, that we may kill him for the life of his brother whom he slew, and we will destroy the heir also, and so they shall quench my coal which is left, and shall not leave to my husband neither name nor remainder upon the earth.' And the king said unto the woman, 'Go to thine house, and I will give charge concerning thee.' And the woman of Tekoa said unto the king, 'My lord, O king, the iniquity be on me and on my father's house, and the king and his throne be guiltless.' And the king said, 'Whoever saith aught unto thee, bring him to me, and he shall not touch thee any more.' Then said she, 'I pray thee, let the king remember the Lord thy God, that thou wouldest not suffer the revengers of blood to destroy any more, lest they destroy my son.' And he said, 'As the Lord liveth, there shall not one hair of thy son fall to the earth.' Then the woman said, 'Let thine handmaid, I pray thee, speak one word unto my lord the king.' And he said, 'Say on.' And the woman said, 'Wherefore then hast thou thought such a thing against the people of God? For the king doeth speak this thing as one which is faulty, in that the king doeth not fetch home again his banished.' For we must needs die and are as water spilt on the ground, which cannot be gathered up again, neither doeth God respect any person. Yet doeth he devise means that his banished be not expelled from him. Now therefore, that I am come to speak of this thing unto my lord the king, it is because the people have made me afraid, and thy handmaid said, 'I will now speak unto thee. I will now speak unto the king, rather. It may be that the king will perform the request of his handmaid, for the king will hear, to deliver his handmaid out of the hand of the man that would destroy me and my son together out of the inheritance of God. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word this morning, and we thank you, Lord, for your love, your grace, and your mercy. And we pray that lost souls would come to know you, Savior, through our means and through the means of those who are over certain ministries. Open blinded eyes, unstop deaf ears, and save their souls. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible that was kept in the living room and that many families had in those days. We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 before I got bored with reading the Bible. I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian, and here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to hell because of our sin if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. That leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world and that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace, I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good. Is my prayer.